I'm Karel Vega for WKAR, your NPR station. WKAR will be bringing you coverage of the shooting that has killed at least 59 people in Las Vegas. I spoke with Homeland Security expert and retired Brigadier General Michael McDaniel about the shooting. McDaniel served as Homeland Advisor for former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. I asked General McDaniel the possible steps the Michigan Department of Emergency Management and Homeland Security will take to increase security in the state.
This is something that I think they have to have conversations with the private sector, those who own different entertainment venues around the state. If it's an indoor venue, we're going to start seeing much greater screening on the way in. It's not required. Everybody realizes it's a good idea. But there's got to be more thorough screening of bags going into any venue, any entertainment venue. That's going to include sports events as well, which is going to put a hindrance on some folks, but it needs to be done. I think the other conversation from what we saw in Las Vegas is evacuation. Every entertainment venue has to have an evacuation plan, and more importantly, has to have a way to communicate that evacuation plan to all the attendees, all their customers, and to do so in a very forceful way. So I think those are the two areas that we're seeing that need to have the most immediate conversations.
You developed Cooley Law School's Homeland and National Security Law program. As these mass casualty events continue to happen, what changes are being made to the way you teach students?
You know, we have this debate on government intrusion versus personal rights and privacy all the time. And I think it is a matter of determining where is it that that we still have an expectation of privacy. Especially when you talk with younger students these days, Karel, it's surprising how they are willing to waive, or they don't have an expectation of privacy online at all. Whereas older generations may still believe that those kind of communications should be private. So there's a lot of debate that has to continue, and we have to continue that debate, I think, but we have to do it with the recognition that the law is never able to catch up to technology. It's always lagging behind. And so it's a matter of creating sort of broad standards of expectations of privacy, and then for people to adhere to those. So anytime we have a Supreme Court case, whether it's on roving wiretaps, whether it's on electronic surveillance by drones, I think there's some broad lessons that the students have to take from those cases.
How do you think this is going to affect the gun control debate in the country?
Well, I hope it does have an impact on the gun control debate. You know, previous disasters have not necessarily. A couple of issues there. First, it hard to tell an automatic automatic rifle on full automatic as opposed to semi-automatic. It's difficult to tell that just from the acoustics that I could hear from the videos. But either way, you had an individual who was able to take a large collection of long guns into a hotel room in a very populated city with a lot of soft targets. So I would think that that your private sector, your commercial hotels are going to have to change their policies on that. Secondly, is the whole idea of, both the Heller and McDonald decisions by the U.S. Supreme Court on the Second Amendment recently left open, acknowledged, I should say, that there could be reasonable regulation on firearms. And so we need to have that debate on what reasonable regulation might mean. I don't favor taking weapons away. I think that we can do so in a way that will be acceptable to hunters and gun enthusiasts, but we do have to have that debate.
I've been speaking with Homeland Security expert and retired Brigadier General Michael McDaniel. He's also Associate Dean at Cooley Law School. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you, Karel.
This is 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station.